Hello, everyone. So glad you are here. Today is a great day. It's Bev Saunders from Brown Jet Setter, and we have a special show for you today. Our guest is the creator of Grown Up Gap Year. She is also the founder of House Sitter School, and she recently hosted the Exodus Summit, the sabbatical summit for Black women travelers. Help me welcome Stephanie Perry.
Hi, Bev.
Hi, Stephanie. I'm so excited. I'm diving right in. What is a grown-up gap year or sabbatical? In fact, the only folks I've known to take a sabbatical have been my professors or teachers. So what is a grown-up gap year?
A grown-up gap year is just a year or whatever period of time you really want it to be, where you are not going to work, where you are taking time to do the thing that you love. For me, that thing was travel. So I quit my job when I was 41 to travel for a year on my savings. Technically, you're right. And technically, a sabbatical is usually in education. And a lot of times, if you're like a professor, your school will pay for your sabbatical. So this is a little different. This was me just deciding that I was going to quit my job and travel on savings because I was tired of having to fit travel into my life. I wanted a life where travel was the life, and then I could fit in the other stuff, like fit in working if I needed to. But where I got to just see the things that I wanted to see in the world without having to wait until I was retirement age, you know, without having to wait until I was, you know, in another stage of life. I wanted to be able to enjoy the things now. So I quit my job at 41. I traveled for a year. It cost me $12,000 or $14,000, $1,200 per month, which was something that I never knew was possible. I did not know that you could travel full time on $1,200 a month until other people started sharing with me what they were doing. So you're very right that we don't see a lot of people doing it yet. But it is a thing, and it's amazing. Like, it was one of the best decisions I've made for my life. It changed the entire look of my life. I thought I was going to go for a year and come back and move back into my old life, but I couldn't because I was different now. And so my whole life has changed because I spent some time not working, not busy, not exhausted. And I had free time to just daydream and figure out how I was going to make a new life for myself that reflected what I actually did value and not the values that people told me. You know, we're told as Americans, as women, as Black women in particular, that our value is in being a hard worker, right? That we gain value or we earn value by work, working ourselves to exhaustion. But I got to learn during this sabbatical when I was not working that I was valuable and that I could have a life that reflected the things that were really important to me and not work, which I found out was not that important to me. Once I took some time and didn't work for a long time, I learned, oh, you know what? I don't care about work. You know,
right.
This is not me. We sometimes think that what we do is who we are, but I got to learn that what I do is not who I am, that I'm a whole person outside of working. So that's what the sabbatical did for me. Like, it literally changed my life. It really changed my day-to-day life and my whole outlook on life. I want that for anybody else who wants it. And it's much more tangible and much more possible than I thought it was before I did it. Imagine how rejuvenated, how refreshed you'll be, how new your outlook and your perspective will be.
Curious minds want to know, how did you save $14,000 for your grown-up gap year?
I got the $14,400 in 15 months. I saved it up by, I think half of it came just from me working overtime. I was okay with working extra when I knew that it was leading to this goal and not just leading to me being more tired, right? So most of it came from working overtime. I cut out a lot of small things that really added up. At the time, this was 2014. At the time, I was paying $95 a month for DirecTV, which I didn't even know. Like, it was coming out the automatic billing was happening and it was coming out of my account. And I don't know, I thought I was paying 60 something dollars and I was paying $95 a month just to watch Law and Order and the Golden Girls. So like I cut out DirecTV and some small bills, and a good amount of the money came from me doing the thing that really bothers me when people say to do it, but it really does work. And that was cooking my own meals.
Really?
I worked. Yeah, I hate it when you hear that advice. I'm like, you live, right? If you want to live your life and enjoy your food, you're entitled to enjoy your food. But I did for that 15 months learn how to cook some stuff for myself because I work night shift. And
Okay.
so I used to go into the hospital at night. I used to stop at the store, buy breakfast, lunch, and dinner, basically at the convenience store. And then, eat on that all day. And then go home and go to bed. So I saved, I think, something like $10 per work shift just by cooking my own meals and bringing my food in instead of buying it all already pre-made. So it's like something like $10 or $15 per work day. So that really added up over that 15-month time period. But that's basically how I came up with that $14,000. I sold a few things here and there. I had a guitar that I had never played, never even learned how to tune the guitar. So I sold some stuff around my house too, but most of it came from overtime, from cooking my own food, and from cutting back on small bills that I just didn't need.
Two issues that I hear from women most often is about confidence and finances. Either it's both or it's one or the other. Could you give us some guidance?
Tackle confidence first. This is easy, okay? You can't get the confidence to do something if you've never done it. You're just not going to be confident. You have to be okay with doing it while you're afraid, doing it while you don't feel confident. I don't care how many books you read, how many podcasts you listen to, you're not going to feel confident doing something you've never done. I don't care what that thing is, right? The only way you feel confident is to do it afraid and then do it afraid again and again. Do it afraid. That confidence, the only way to get confident is to have already done something. I got on that flight to Malaysia. I don't speak Bahasa Malaysia, the language. I don't know anything about the place, the geography, I didn't know anything. I was terrified. Now I can get on a flight someplace and I'm so unafraid that sometimes I'm underprepared. I get there and I'm like, oh, wait. I don't remember. I never figured out what the word for bathroom is in this country, right? But that just comes as a result of having gotten on enough flights to enough places where they speak a different language and things are going to be different. And now it's no big deal because, it's all worked out for me before. So confidence is really easy. The key to confidence is do it when you're afraid. Confidence comes after you've already done it. Now, money, another thing that people think is a big deal for a lot of the world, money for travel, not really a big deal. So I house it now. I house it year round, except for during COVID times when I have to stay home in Delaware. But I house it basically year round. I spent 6 months in Mexico in 2018. Oh, might have been 2019. Well, I guess it was 2018 into 2019. Six months house sitting in Mexico. I left with $3,000 and I came home with some of that money still. So I spent less than $3,000 in 6 months. House sitting is a wonderful way to do it. Work exchanges, if you want to do a little bit of volunteer work for someone in exchange for free room and board, there are wonderful ways to do it. Or even if you don't want to do something like that and you just want to go to a really inexpensive place, there are places in the world where you can live on $20, $30 a day without even trying to budget.
Stephanie, which one is better, hostels or hotels? I've never stayed in a hostel before. I'm so used to hotels. I like that front desk person.
You're going to be surprised by this. Hostels are better. Okay, so you get what you get in a hotel, right? You get a person at the front desk who can answer your questions and help you out. But you also get a person at the front desk who will probably go on excursions with you. A lot of hostels have group events and group trips and, theme nights and stuff. So you get some extra companionship. You can in a hotel, you can have privacy. In a hostel, you can have privacy. There are hostels with private rooms. I go for the cheapest possible route. So I go in a, I spend a lot of time in dorm rooms in hostels. But there are hostels with private rooms. There are hostels with little cubicles or little capsule hostels, you know?
Okay.
So you're getting basically a bed and some shelves and stuff, but you get a little smidgen of privacy on top of being in a hostel. You're also just meeting people. If you're traveling alone, hostels are a wonderful way to combat loneliness because long-term travel can get lonely. If you're traveling long-term by yourself, you can get lonely. In hostels, you don't have to do anything to meet people. You just have to be there. And there are people there who like to talk, and someone will come and talk to you. And you can decide if you want to chat with them, if you want to have a meal with them, if you want to spend a whole day traveling the city with them. Oh, totally up to you.
Wow.
But you're getting, and there are a lot of hostels that are super modern, that are super that cater to like digital nomads who need conveniences. You need good internet. You
Right.
need a place to work a lot of times. You need, the a nice like a comfortable environment. So plenty of hostels nowadays are super modern. So you're getting, you can get what you want in a ho what you are what you value from a hotel.
What about air travel and booking your tickets in advance?
I didn't book my flights in advance, and I'm so glad that I didn't. I booked myself there. I booked myself to Southeast Asia and back. I bought a round trip ticket to Southeast Asia. Everything in between, everything from the time I landed in Malaysia until I flew back home was booked last minute. And I'm glad I
Wow.
didn't book in advance because my plans changed. When I first left Delaware, I'm from Dover, Delaware. When I first left Delaware, I thought I was going to spend a lot of time in Malaysia. I got to Malaysia. It was really hot and humid. I couldn't take it. I had to leave Malaysia. If I had already booked my flight, my next flight to Thailand for a month later, I would have been miserable.
Right.
Right. But in a lot of the world, no big deal about booking regional flights last minute.
I recently attended your virtual Exodus Summit, the sabbatical summit for Black women travelers, and I must say it was on point. So many Black women thinking alike. It was amazing.
I have done some collaboration projects with Rashida Dow, who has a YouTube channel, Sheeta's on the Loose. We had done a collaboration project in 2019 where we just interviewed 12 Black women who had taken a sabbatical to travel. And the response to that was ridiculous. And that's when we knew that there are women out here who want to take a sabbatical, who want to travel, and they're just waiting for information and they're waiting for like permission. You
Yep.
know, they're waiting to hear that it's okay, right? It's
Yep.
okay. You can do it. You're not a weirdo. Nobody's gonna, well, some people might say that you're, it's a mistake, but most people are gonna be supportive and excited for you. We just wanted a way, a bigger way to show women other women who had done it or who are doing it right now. So we decided to host an online summit. Exodus Summit was 7 days of interviews and sessions, recorded sessions, and live chats where we just talked to other women about their full-time travel, about their long-term travel. Some who had taken a sabbatical, some who had moved abroad completely, some who were working on one or the other. And yeah, so we had heard from women via our YouTube channels that, hey, I'm really interested in this. Help me. And we were like, okay, well, here's how we can help the most people at one time. Because Rashida and I, as much as we love helping women take a sabbatical, we also really value free time. So we can't do, there's not enough one-on-one calls in the world where we could reach as many women as we did during the week of Exodus Summit. We had 3,000 women register.
Stephanie, thank you so very much, not only for chatting with me today on Brown Jet Setter, but for being open and willing to share and teach on your social channels.
I'm so glad that you have a platform where I can come and share this information. So thank you. Thank you for being open to sharing this information. My life was changed just because someone introduced me to the idea of taking a career break or a sabbatical, and someone else introduced me to house sitting. So I can't keep this to myself, right? I hope that if they don't get anything else from our chat, they know that you can, if this is what you want, you can do it. You can find a way to make it work, and it's probably easier than you think it is.
How can people link up and follow you?
My blog is vacarious.com. Vacarious, just because when I started traveling, I made it so that people could vacation vicariously through
okay.
me. Right. So vacarious. But I don't want you to do that. Like, I don't want you to vacation vicariously through me. I want you to go for yourself. So my blog, my Twitter, Instagram, Facebook pages, they're all vacarious. My YouTube channel is youtube.com/Stephanie Perry. But I don't want you to just live through these pictures or live through these blog posts. I want you to go for yourself. So that's the information that I'm giving. I'm giving you information on how you can do this for yourself.
That's right. You can find Stephanie on her YouTube channel, Stephanie Perry. And we'll have those links for you on our website, ariornorthampton.com. That's ARI on northampton.com. No spaces. Thank you for listening to Brown Jet Setter. Ciao, arrivederci, bye. Can't wait until next time.